Opponents to the construction of two new natural gas pipelines in Massachusetts say their worst fears have been confirmed. Earlier this month, the Federal Energy Department approved plans that allow companies to export gas from Massachusetts to Canada and beyond. Critics claim the decision proves this state already has enough natural gas and does not need more pipelines. But proponents say new pipelines that would cost $8 billion will actually save ratepayers' money and secure the region's energy future. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman this morning has this report on the volatile world of natural gas economics.
So far, it's been a surprisingly mild winter. December was the warmest on record in nearly 60 years. But on Valentine's Day, cold weather returned with a vengeance.
16 below zero, setting a new record in Worcester. In Boston, setting a new record at 9 below zero. So if you don't want to be outside, don't do it because we have these wind chill warnings in effect.
But when you gotta go, you gotta go. And my dog Chester had to go. So we went outside.
It is really cold. I've got three pairs of socks and insulated boots, three sweaters and a coat, but my fingers are cold and my nose, I can hardly feel it. It is really cold.
But just 2 days later, Boston was a balmy 57 degrees. Mark Twain once quipped, "If you don't like the weather in New England, wait a few minutes." Today, Twain might say that about the price you pay to keep the lights on. The cost for electricity is as mercurial as the temperature. The wholesale price for power changes every 5 minutes, reflecting the constantly shifting demand for electricity and the supply of natural gas. 60% of the state's electricity comes from burning natural gas. That's four times what it was just 15 years ago. And as old, unsafe, unprofitable, and polluting power plants are retired, our dependency on gas is growing.
We're not going to build new oil plants. We're not going to build new coal plants. We're not going to build new nuclear plants. What are we going to build? Natural gas plants.
That's Matthew Beaton. He's Governor Baker's Secretary of Energy and Environmental Affairs. The governor does want more hydroelectric power from Canada and wind-generated electricity from Maine. But the administration is counting on natural gas from Pennsylvania to carry most of the load. There's plenty of gas in shale formations there. And in just 8 years, the use of new hydraulic fracturing technology has transformed the United States from a natural gas importer to the largest producer in the world. Still, Beaton says there's no way to satisfy the state's growing appetite for the gas.
Our region is starved, and it's really hampering our economic development.
The answer, says Beaton, more natural gas pipeline. Proponents say bringing in more shale gas by pipe could save Massachusetts consumers $1 billion a year.
We're not saying any one pipe is the solution, but Massachusetts does need an additional pipeline. And it's not only an opinion shared by this administration, but the large majority of New England states.
Who is going to benefit from this new energy source?
Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey questions the need for more pipelines.
Massachusetts is at a really important crossroads, and when it comes to making decisions about our energy future, we need to take the time to get it right.
As the state's consumer advocate in chief, Healey commissioned a study that concluded more pipelines were a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Healey says energy efficiency and renewable sources can handle gas shortfalls that occur just a few hours on a handful of the coldest days of the year, and $8 billion worth of new pipelines aren't needed.
Now, my concern is making sure that electric ratepayers aren't going to be stuck with a big bill for building out new gas pipeline infrastructure.
She's right. And this particular pipeline is only being built to satisfy profiteers who want to export to Europe.
Attorney Vincent DeVito represents Northeast Energy Solutions. It's a coalition of environmental groups and land trusts in the region. They're opposed to the pipeline Texas-based Kinder Morgan Company wants to build through southern New Hampshire and northern Massachusetts.
A lot of this is just papers versus paper.
DeVito, a former senior Energy Department official with the George W. Bush administration, takes me to his war room. It's an office storage closet filled with boxes and boxes containing documents Kinder Morgan filed with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, seeking permission to build its pipeline.
These thin ones are the maps. It's a lot. This is what was delivered to FERC.
While these documents don't tie the company directly to exports, DeVito says they show Kinder Morgan has only found buyers for half the gas its proposed pipeline can carry.
This particular pipeline doesn't fit any need in our state.
In its filing with federal regulators, Kinder Morgan says it plans to use the new pipeline to deliver gas to a terminal in Draycott. But DeVito claims most of the fuel will wind up being exported to Canada and beyond by reversing the flow of an existing pipeline. Earlier this month, the U.S. Department of Energy granted two Canadian companies permission to use that pipeline to export gas from Draycott to Canada, where the gas would be turned into a liquid, LNG, and then re-exported on special tankers to nations around the world, in effect, floating international pipelines.
It proves what a lot of people have suspected all along, even though Kinder Morgan never fessed up to it, is that it really is an export project.
But pipeline company Kinder Morgan denies this. Richard Wheatley is director of communications.
Key thing is we don't have any LNG contracts. As an open access pipeline, we provide access and capacity, and it's up to the customers and shippers where they want to move gas from point A to point B.
But if they wanted to send it out as LNG, no problem now.
Can't speculate. You'd have to ask them. I have no idea what they're going to do with it. And we wouldn't comment on a customer's plans. You'd have to ask them.
I did. But the Canadian companies that were granted permission to export gas coming from Massachusetts won't say more. And that doesn't sit well with Senator Edward Markey. He calls the gas export decision a disaster.
The companies proposing these pipeline projects need to be more honest about the ultimate fate of the gas that would be transported through Massachusetts. This LNG export strategy actually will harm our consumers and not help.
The Department of Energy contends liquid natural gas exports will benefit the nation's overall economy, but acknowledges there will be winners and losers. Exporting gas will increase prices domestically, and everyone will have to pay higher utility bills here. That will hurt fixed-income wage earners the most. But those with investments in energy companies, typically the richest among us, stand to gain. Again, Senator Markey.
We will need more natural gas, but that should be determined by our needs and not the needs of the Canadians, not the needs of countries around the world.
In the past, if a company wanted to build a pipeline in Massachusetts, it would finance the upfront costs. But recently, Massachusetts Department of Public Utilities approved a special tariff that would shift the expense of constructing gas pipelines to electricity ratepayers. Peter Shattuck is director of the Clean Energy Initiative at the environmental organization Acadia Center.
Electric customers have never been asked to pay for gas pipelines before. And if it turns out in 5 or 10 years that that was a bad bet, well, too bad. We've already paid for it. The real risk is that forcing the public to underwrite gas pipelines carries enormous risks for the climate and for consumers if exports link us to higher-priced global markets.
But Energy Secretary Matthew Beaton says the state will protect ratepayers. Regulators want to require electric companies that want to build new pipelines to sign 15 to 20-year contracts for the capacity. That's new in an industry where wholesale electricity rates change every 5 minutes.
This administration will build in safeguards and make sure that any pipeline to be built in the Commonwealth will see a net savings to our ratepayers.
But that may be a difficult promise for the state to keep. Interstate and international pipelines are regulated by the federal government. Friends and foes will have a chance to voice their feelings about plans to socialize the cost of building new gas pipelines in Massachusetts. Later today, state regulators are holding a public hearing on the issue in Boston. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Kellerman.